Natalie Bennett is leader of the Green Party. Ben Wallace, MP, is parliamentary aide to Ken Clark, the minister who looks after TTIP negotiations for Britain, and they join us now. Welcome to you both. Ben Wallace, first of all, supporters are making big claims for TTIP, adding £10 billion to the British economy every year. I mean, that claim is arguably just as contentious as those made by its critics, isn't it? We don't really know what the impact will be.
Well, we know that free trade brings economic growth, prosperity and growth across both continents. We also know that this is, you know, barriers to trade don't harm the big corporations. They actually harm Britain's medium and small businesses. You know, businesses that would like to export in Europe to America with a similar group of consumers and a similar GDP find it very hard to get over barriers such as tariffs and quotas, etc., that big corporations like an Airbus or a Boeing don't have problems with. So this is actually about empowering our medium-sized and small businesses to export and to trade across continents. And that has got to be a good thing. That will lead to growth. It leads to Britain's great industries doing better.
Natalie Bennett, it's quite hard to argue against something that is being promoted as a boost for jobs and small and medium-sized businesses. Is that why you and other critics of TTIP have hit upon a threat to the NHS as you perceive it?
Well, no, I think the threat to the NHS is a very important issue, but it's also very easy to argue against the claims just made in terms of benefit for businesses and jobs. Because the fact is, if we think about it, we're talking about this harmonisation of regulations, and that's also opening up poorer standard American products, food standards, environmental standards, labour standards. That's opening up the British market to those kind of products. And that means, you know, to give this as a concrete example, in America, most chicken carcasses are washed with chlorine bleach because their farming standards are so poor. Now, harmonisation of standards sounds so nice, but harmonisation really means racing to the bottom. And, you know, we really don't want those kind of standards in Britain. And our manufacturers, our businesses would find it hard to compete against those lower standards.
Ben Wallace, lowest common denominator.
No, I mean, that's just nonsense. The treaty is not about lowering standards. The treaty is about where regulations are not about safety, but more about things like aesthetics. So, for example, American cars have red indicators. Cars in Britain have orange indicators. It's nothing to do with safety. It's to do with aesthetics. Things like that don't need to be barriers in the future to trade. And the idea that this is some backdoor conspiracy to privatising NHS was the same nonsense we heard in the Doha round in the early noughties. But of course, you know, this is nothing to do with forcing companies to change government laws. The Commission has been very specific in saying that the sovereignty of Parliament will remain and it will not be allowed to force it. Can I interrupt just to say, Natalie Bennett,
just can we focus on this NHS point? Because it's quite important and it's clearly something that you're worried about and obviously will alarm people perhaps listening to this. Why do you think the NHS in its current form would somehow be threatened by this?
Well, what we're seeing at the moment is a racing privatisation of the NHS. And what we would see under, if the proposed free trade deal were to go through, we'd then see a situation where if a future government wanted to reverse that racing privatisation, then companies would be able to sue that government for potentially massive sums of money, which would obviously be a very powerful... It certainly does. I mean, we can take the actual example of where this happens, Slovakia and the Netherlands. Free trade deal, they privatised their health services. The government then wanted to reverse it and had to pay out for the privilege of changing its own laws and its own management of how these things work.
The European Convention on Human Rights and other laws relating to whether you privatise or nationalise something, whether under a trade treaty or whether under national sovereignty, you have to compensate people. If I turn up tomorrow morning and nationalise, I don't know, a privately owned company in Lancashire, I have to compensate the people. I can't steal it.
Indeed, but what, of course, you have to do it, whether it's an American company or a European company or a British company.
So in other words, this deal you're saying, Ben Wallace, wouldn't make any difference to that?
I mean, this is about people who, quite rightly, and I respect their position, do not want the NHS in the UK to be privatised. That is not anything to do with a free trade treaty.
The NHS is being privatised in Britain at an enormous rate.
Yeah. Well, we can have a separate argument about that. Let's focus on the effect of TTIP.
But the effect of TTIP, potentially, the proposed free trade deal, would be that not only could companies, you know, and indeed, you know, compensation for nationalisation is understandable and reasonable, but they can sue for loss of future profits. So we saw this, for example, happen with the Swedish nuclear company in Germany. They sued the German government over its change in policy on nuclear, its move to phase out nuclear. And they didn't just sue for their immediate losses, which actually were basically zero because they were two mothballed plants. They were suing for potential future losses. So what you're setting up is enormous bills where companies can simply say, you change the policy, you're going to have to pay us because we won't be able to potentially do business for many years into the future.
Ben Wallace, could you not do what the French have done and ask for an exemption? In their case, it was for the French film industry. Could we not ask for something similar for the NHS?
Fun enough, what Natalie hasn't pointed out is on environmental standards, we've already said this is non-negotiable, dropping our environmental standards. It's already been very made clear. And remember, this is a negotiation, so it hasn't concluded. People are sitting out the position.
If it's a negotiation, then you're likely to give way on some of those grounds. And those environmental standards, the labour standards, all of which in America are much lower than our standards.
It's all part of the great green conspiracy that we're all going to give away.
Let me ask you final question, Ben Wallace.
British company. Okay.
Brief final question, if I may. Do you think Britain could get as good a deal from the US if it wasn't part of the EU, if it was approaching these negotiations alone? Because it's a view a lot of your colleagues have.
No, I don't. The world has moved on. There are big trading blocks around the world. The EU has millions and millions of consumers with the right amount of GDP to buy and to sell to America and vice versa. This deal is about setting the standards for the future, and without us being in the EU, we simply wouldn't get there.
Ben Wallace and Natalie Bennett, I'm sorry, we will have to leave it there. Thank you both.